Well, it's time for a postcard, and Hagar Cohen has jumped on the other side of the glass to join me, and we know where we're coming from, but tell us what you've got.
Yes, well, we're going to the Southeast Asian country of Cambodia tonight.
You did talk about it before, and we're looking at health. No, the Fred Hollows Foundation this time, we're talking to them, and they're looking after people with cataract, which is an eye condition that's very easily treated. It's supposed to be a 5-minute operation, actually.
It's actually very common in Australia, cataract as well, but we've got good medicine here where it's treated well. And Hollows made his name doing this, didn't he? That's where he really became very famous.
That's right. And they're treating people with cataract all over Southeast Asia, not just Cambodia, so Laos, Vietnam. But the problem is, I mean, if you don't treat it, it can cause blindness. And in Cambodia, cataract is actually the main cause of blindness. So the Fred Hollows Foundation is working with local doctors there to treat Cambodians with cataract. And Kirsten Bailey is their program coordinator for Vietnam, Laos and Cambodia.
Basically, the role of the foundation in Cambodia is to build the eye care sector at all levels, at national, provincial and village levels, so that we can improve access to treatment of major causes of blindness such as cataract. So we've been working here since 1998.
So is cataract the main cause for blindness in Cambodia, for example?
Yeah, that's right. In Cambodia, there's about over 200,000 people that are blind, and 65% is caused by cataract, which can be cured by a simple 5-minute operation. So,
is it that simple? So in countries like Australia, for example, cataract should not cause blindness?
Cataract does exist. The difference between Australia and Cambodia is basically that Cambodia doesn't have the infrastructure or resources to be able to treat the common eye disease of cataract.
Can you tell me, so how easy is this actual operation on people with cataract?
It does take, training in modern cataract surgery technique. So it's not an easy operation. It takes a skilled surgeon and the appropriate equipment to be able to perform the surgery. And so that's what the Fred Hollows Foundation is doing in Cambodia, is training eye surgeons to be able to perform this and providing necessary equipment and infrastructure to support the services.
So training local eye surgeons?
That's right, yeah. We take our lead from the local people. We're training the local eye surgeons.
I presume it would be quite hard for the Fred Hollows Foundation to perhaps locate people in some more remote areas?
Yeah, that's right. There are certain barriers for people to access the eye care services that we're strengthening. So a lot of our work is about, improving that access for patients, so undertaking screening in remote areas and referring patients to the eye hospitals for surgery, and building up the awareness about common eye diseases and where they can access treatment.
So building up the awareness, that's probably quite important for people who probably don't understand what is that situation that they're facing?
That's right. That's an incredibly important part of our work. Yeah, to get the people that are requiring the surgery to the services.
So if we talk about people from remote areas, how crucial it is for them to have proper eyesight?
Well, being blind is not only detrimental to the quality of life of an individual, but to also the family that supports them. Quite often children stay at home to help a family member who is blind or the main income earner of a family needs to stop work. So with the help of the support that FHF provides, these people not only gain their sight back, but their dignity and independence and quality of life. So they're able to contribute more to the family, chores or labour, and care for young, and children are able to go back to school or family members back to work. So it does make a significant impact on not just the individual but community, and help to break down the poverty cycle.
And what happened to those who don't get treatment and remain blind? Do they simply can't go to work, can't go to school?
Yeah, that's right. They live. I've seen patients where they're, you know, living in very isolated lives, where, you know, they have to stay at home and feel that they can't contribute to, you know, to family or community life in the way that they did prior to becoming blind. Yeah.
Are they almost shunned by society?
Well, there are some attitudes towards the blind. So much of the work that we do is to help to change those attitudes, and also just to make it clear that, you know, blindness is preventable and it is treatable in most cases.
The Fred Hollows Foundation is working on several fronts, one in which is to do with awareness, and the other is actually working with local doctors to treat cataracts. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And we also, especially in Vietnam and Pakistan and Cambodia and other areas of the world where the Fred Hollows work, we're working very closely at the national level so that the, you know, committees responsible for national eye care planning and management, we're working with them to strengthen that and to ensure that there's adequate resources and going towards eye health to, in those countries.
Can you explain to me why is awareness of cataracts so important? I mean, from my understanding, once you've had a cataract operation, you'd need a follow-up of at least once a year. Is that right?
Yeah, there's different stages for follow-up after cataract operation. So the first would be, of course, after the cataract operation itself, the following day, and then we it's recommended a few weeks later, a few months, and then after a year.
And do people actually respond to that?
It is more difficult because the people that often come to our provincial eye clinics that are supported by the Fred Hollows Foundation, they usually live a long way away and it's costly to pay for transport to get there, or they may have family or work obligations as well. So it is one of our challenges to ensure better follow-up of the operation.
Do you have a success story, perhaps, that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, in both Cambodia and Vietnam, we're now the largest operational international non-government organisation working in eye health in these countries. And in 2006 alone, in Vietnam, we supported over 13,000 cataract operations, and over 5,000 other sight-restoring operations. And in Cambodia, we also performed in 2006 over 7,000 cataract operations in Cambodia with the help of our supporters. The great thing about, you know, the work that the Fred Hollows Foundation does is that it really produces results. So, you know, the statistics speak for themselves in terms of how the money that is raised by the foundation is used and making a real impact on the society that we work in.
Can you give me a specific example, perhaps, of a local person who had cataract and your team was able to improve his or her life?
Yeah, there are many examples every day. You know, hundreds of people go to our eye clinics every day. I remember one lady who I met, and she actually wasn't aware that there was an operation that could cure her blindness. And then she found out that there was, but then she had the fear that, you know, the doctor would have to pull her eye out or and that it was too expensive for her family to afford. But anyway, she made it to one of the, with the support of the foundation, we organised the transport for this lady to come to one of the provincial eye units. And within a day, she was able to see again, and she hadn't seen her family. I think she had about 8 children and 10 grandchildren. She hadn't seen them for about 5 years. So,
wow! And what was her reaction once she started seeing again?
Yeah, her son was actually with her, who was a practicing monk, and she couldn't get over how beautiful he was. And but one reaction that is something that wasn't expected is many of the people look in the mirror for the first time, you know, after a number of years of being blind, and they see how old they've got, so they have a little laugh to themselves.
That's right. Tell me, what are your plans for the future? Because, I mean, you mentioned at the beginning of the interview that you're working on a 5-year program.
Yeah, so the 5-year program will just continue to strengthen the eye care sector in these areas. So we not only support training for cataract surgeons, but we're also doing research into what are the main barriers of eye health and people accessing the services. And we're also, you know, helping with building infrastructure and providing equipment. Because we work within the public health system in the countries that, like Cambodia and Vietnam, we're building up the existing infrastructure and systems and personnel, so that our hope is that one day we'll no longer be required. We can walk away and still have those systems and people and in place to be able to provide treatment to their population.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.